Six. Six Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
It's Wednesday afternoon while I'm recording this. The weather may have broken by the time it's broadcast, but right now it's the most beautiful day I think I've seen since I lived in this house in North Manchester. Looking out the window, you can hear the birdies. Just going for it. In fact, I'm going to leave the windows open this week so you can hear them birdies all the way through the programme. And down there in the garden, I can see my missus sunbathing. Hiya, Badge. Did you hear her there? A lesser spotted badger in the garden. I hope that's painted a picture for you. I've got my German tourist wear on, which is a pair of shorts and a smart shirt with a pair of espadrilles. That was Richard Swift. He's my featured artist this week and an old friend of mine. Cool, wasn't it? Of course it was. It's called Lady Luck. It was released in 2009. Richard being our featured artist means I'll be talking about working with him, being his friend. I'll be playing three of his songs on this week's show. I haven't introduced myself, have I? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. What else have we got on the show for you this week? New music from Rufus Wainwright, song for Guy recommendations from you lot, including Cab Calloway, Them, who else have we got? Lisa Germano, that's an old one actually. Lamb Chop, Artie Shaw, Beckopedia will be dropping by and educating us with one of my favourite pieces of music of all time this week, I'm very happy to say. There'll be a Desert Island Disc snippet from the BBC archive featuring cricketer David Gower and one of his favourite songs, and of course another instalment of Masterpiece Radio, which is the finest hour's contribution to Six Music's month-long celebration of the written word. That was a long sentence, wasn't it? Spoken word should be next, perhaps. I'm going to play old tunes from Thither. I'm going to play new tunes from Little Dragon. Genesis. No, that's not a new tune. That's an old one. All sorts of stuff. It's going to be brilliant. As promised before, Rufus Wainwright's Montauk is a very, very sweet tune from his new album, Out of the Game. And have a listen to the words. This is fantastic. And just in case you need some background on Rufus Wainwright, last year, he announced that he and Leonard Cohen's daughter, Lorca Cohen, had a child. She's called Viva Catherine Wainwright Cohen, and, of course, Leonard's partner, Yorn, is her surrogate other dad. Surrogate's not the right word. I think Rufus described in the press release, as I remember, as Yorn being a deputy dad. So this song is all about that. It's very obviously written to his daughter, and it's very sweet. See what you think. And happy Sunday.
One day you will come to Montauk and see your dad wearing a kimono and see your other dad pruning roses. Hope you won't turn.
Hope that
shadow. There she does wait for us in the ocean. And although we want to stay,
my friend Rufus Wainwright with Montauk from his latest album Out of the Game. Lots of love to the whole new wing of the Wainwright clan. This next tune is a Song for Guy recommendation from Elliot at Dead Good Limited. Elliot Brook, he's in Newcastle, and he said, "Guy, my Song for Guy recommendation is Reefer Man by Cab Calloway in honour of this fellow." And then he very kindly put a link underneath on his email to an incredibly touching film, which I found online. If you Google this phrase, "old man in nursing home reacts to music," old man in nursing home reacts to music. There's a wasp in my room. I hate wasps. Ah, hang on a minute, I'm just running out of the room. Little bastards. "Old man in nursing home reacts to music from..." You see, I've not got my script in front of me now, so I'm just going to play the Cab Calloway tune and exterminate this wasp while doing so.
Hey, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefers.
Full of reefers?
Yeah, man.
You mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly.
Can you get away from here? Man, is that the reefer man?
That's the reefer man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he swam to China and he sells you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean and in time he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man.
Reefer man.
Pickles, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. If he says Wall Street is funny, cause he won't sell the Atlantic, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Could be more embarrassing than letting your hundreds of thousands of listeners know that you're scared of wasps. flies in the face of my really butch manly image, doesn't it? What could be more embarrassing than that? Realising, in fact, that the Wasp was just a hoverfly. That's what. So yeah, that was Cab Calloway and Reefer Man. And do follow the link. I'm going to put it on my front page, so you can just go and click there. It's a good idea, isn't it? Go to my page on the Six Music website and have a look at this very touching film. It'll be there all week, so don't do it till after the programme, eh?
Punk Britannia on BBC Radio 6 Music. This tune, four icons of punk curate their very own 6 Music shows.
Hello, Rotten Lydon here.
I'm Patti Smith.
I'm Captain Sensible from the punk band The Damned.
And this is Susie and the Banshees.
6 Music!
This Thursday, following Gidge and Co at midnight, John Lydon, 6 Music Playlist. The first of two special shows curated by the Sex Pistols frontman.
Hope you're pleasantly surprised, because I do like everything.
An hour dedicated to his own record collection.
Some of these songs you might like a lot, some you might not. But I think all of them have a rightful place in your attention span.
BBC Radio 6 Music presents John Lydon, 6 Music Playlist. Starts this Thursday night at midnight and continues on Sunday at midday.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Okay, so our featured artist is Richard Swift. We played Lady Luck from his 09 release at the beginning of the show. This is from an EP he did last year, which hilariously is called Walt Wolfman. And on the front of Walt Wolfman, there's a portrait shot of Walt Whitman with the famous horror movie Wolfman face superimposed over the top. This tune is called Dracula, brackets, Hey Man. And this is my very cool featured artist of the week, my good friend Richard Swift. Dracula. Featured artist this week, that was Richard Swift and Dracula. Amazing, classic, stylish music. And you know, amazing, classy, stylish music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim, written in 1969 by Bob Dylan, was originally intended for the soundtrack of Midnight Cowboy. But having arrived too late, it went on to be a standout single from his Nashville Skyline album. A tender song of nascent love, It was clutched to the hearts of Dylan fans everywhere and caught in the death grip of the audio assassins. First sounding like she was channeling Cilla Black at her surprising worst, a breathless sandy shore backed by ethereal organ and fluttering flute, turned her seduction into a production so noisome that it was almost overcome by nausea as it crawled for the bedroom door. Next, marshalling the combined might of pounding percussion, wailing wah-wah, flatulent flugelhorn and piercing piccolo, the Harry Roche constellation forced it into an 8-track cassette and took it to an endless round of swingers parties. Luckily, it escaped by hiding in an empty tin of Party 7. Then, in a haze of post-new romantic naffness, Duran Duran, all overproduced guitars and whiny nasal vocals, kept it prisoner on a tribute album before finally releasing it in Italy, where it slipped away unnoticed. But when Isaac Shaft Hayes, all growling sex-rated vocals, forsook his hot, buttered soul to cover this beautiful ballad in tepid, oily sleaze, oh God, it was murder.
Hey, don't go, don't go. It's early, but it's gonna be late. It's too early to go home, and it's a bit too late to be alone. So why don't you just chill, relax? Somebody wants you, so lay, 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 lay.
Amazing. Stop it.
Lay, 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 lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Hey, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
That was, of course, mercifully, eventually Bob Dylan's version of Lay, Lady, Lay. I once performed that with Spooner Oldham, who actually played with Dylan, among many other people, and an all-star country band, which included Richard Hawley and Frank Black, at a gig that we did for a reputable Kentucky whiskey firm some years ago. Loved that tune. Wasn't so keen on Isaac's version, if I'm honest. Bob Dylan also wrote this next song. This is a good cover version of a Bob Dylan tune by them. It was a song for Guy recommendation from Ben Cowell, who says, Guy, you played them. I haven't heard them for 40 years plus. I still think Goodbye Baby Blue is the best thing they did. It sends a tingle down my spine. But Gloria is pretty good, from Ben. He meant It's All Over Baby Blue, not Goodbye Baby Blue. But then again, it is 40 years since he's heard the band. So well remembered. Here it is, here's them with their version of Bob Dylan's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is falling in over you, and it's all over now, baby blue.
It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by them, and that was a Song for Guy recommendation from Ben Cowell. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or go to my page on the Six Music website and do it that way. But do keep them coming in. Bob Pomfret has been in touch. This is my star email this week. In fact, before next week, I'll get a jingle together for star email as a feature on the show. Anyway, listen to this. It's very, very touching. Basically, I was talking about the missel thrush, which is one of my favourite kinds of bird, and I'm delighted to say we've got a family being raised in the tree outside my house at the moment. They're lovely birds, missel thrush. Bob gets in touch and says, "Dear Guy, your local missel thrush story got me all nostalgic for a time that seems so long ago." Oh, excuse me. Very unprofessional. Let me turn my phone off. Here we go. "Your local missel thrush story got me all nostalgic for a time that seems so long ago. I'm a country lad, brought up in rural Oxfordshire. Back when I was a kid in the village, there lived a slightly eccentric Scottish academic doctor, Bruce Campbell, who was the world's most enthusiastic birdwatcher. He'd come into the village school, take us all out on nature walks, and show us how we really see the world around us. Some of us kids would be knocking on his door after school with mystery feathers and broken eggshells, or birds with broken wings, and if he had time, he'd come out into the countryside and show us nests he'd found. One time he found a moorhen's nest where we could actually hear the chicks cheeping inside the eggs just before they hatched. Another time he took a group of us up in a church tower to put rings on the legs of young swifts before they flew from their nests. The swifts had huge lice that crept off them and up our arms, but they didn't bother him, so we didn't worry either. Years later, I was walking in the countryside a mile or two from his house and found a dead gannet. Bearing in mind we live 100 miles from the nearest bit of sea, this was so unusual, I just had to pick up the huge dead bird and carry it round to his house to show him. He was an old man by then, but he was still fascinated. He died 10 years or so ago. At his funeral, as well as the usual hymns and readings, his family played some of his favourite bird song. The one that I remember was the song of the missel thrush. Ever since then, when I hear the bird singing, it takes me back to my childhood in the late 60s. So even if you can't find a song about missel thrushes, you could always just play a few seconds of missel thrush song. It'd make my day, maybe yours too. Bob Pomfret, Woodstock in Oxford." Bob, I absolutely love your email. I like the cut of your jib. I have and a lot of affection for swifts as well, as you know. We've got some nesting just a few feet from where I am, actually, in the gutter in my house. I've found some missel thrush song for you, and I'm going to weave them in with this very popular tune by the Beatles and dedicate it to you, Bob Pomfret, and to Bruce Campbell, to Dr. Bruce Campbell, who sounds like a wonderful man. Here we go.
Do 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 do.
Beatles and Mother Nature's Son, accompanied by a missile thrush. Thanks again to Bob Pomfret for his lovely email. This next song by Thither reminds me of sunny days when I was about 17 or 18. I'd just met the band, life was very exciting, I no longer had to go to school, which, by the way, if you're still doing, when people tell you that school's the best years of your life, they're lying or they're having a shit life. I met some good friends at school, but nah, it's not. Your life begins when you walk out the gates. Anyway, this reminds me of being of an age where I had my time to myself and I'd just joined the band and I was considering following music for a career. I didn't know it'd be a good decade before we made any money at it, but there you go. This is The Day by Thither. You can hear it fading up now underneath me. Fade-ups aren't perfect for radio. That's why I'm still crapping on.
Thank you.
Thither, and This Is The Day from Soul Mining. On my 28th birthday, I was in New York for the first time. We played a gig at the Bowery Ballroom, and my manager walked in after the gig and said, "Here's your birthday present." And he was with Matt Johnson of Thither, and I was such a huge fan, I couldn't believe it. And we ended up covering August and September by Thither for a B-side of one of their records. Imagine that. I've got a very strange life, and I've ended up becoming good friends with quite a lot of people who are hero worshipped growing up, but it's not lost on me. Let's dive now into the BBC Sound Archive and emerge clutching an audio pearl for your delectation. Here is another one from David Gower. I'm not a huge fan of sports of any kind, if I'm completely honest with you, despite the fact that I've just composed the Olympic theme tune with my band for the BBC's coverage. Not a huge sports fan. Cricket, I love the pace of cricket, and I like the sounds of cricket. And my dad's very keen, and I love my dad. Anyway, David Gower is on this programme because of his great taste in music. But here he is, talking about his career on his episode of Desert Island Discs.
David, looking back, what was the happiest, most exciting, most relaxed innings you ever played? In Test or County or wherever?
Well, that's about three different categories, isn't it, really? The most satisfying knock I remember was against the West Indies in Jamaica in the fourth Test that we played in that series, which we saved at the end of the day, and I got 154 of the runs that helped us save it. And that, to me, was sort of a major landmark in my career. It was the first time I batted for more than about 6 hours, about 7 hours and a bit.
Yes.
I was at the crease there, and it quite
pretty
warm.
Pretty tiring.
Yes, I was happily tired at the end of the day.
Hmm.
Very satisfied and quite proud at that stage.
You're being tipped to be the first cricket millionaire. I know inflation has helped, but you are doing exceedingly well financially. You're sponsoring a lot of sports gear.
Yes, when things go well in the sports world, there are people always prepared to help you out and who really want your name on their product. And I think, just going back slightly there, Ian Botham, I think, is probably making more inroads to be a millionaire than I am at the moment. He's done rather well himself out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there is a race on, he might just win it. Depends how long he can keep playing.
Do you enjoy the business side of it? I mean, you like looking at the books and working out the figures and all that sort of thing.
Not so much. Again, like the statistics we talked about in the cricket game, I'm not one sort of keep checking the bank balance every 5 minutes. I like to know it's coming in. It's a comforting feeling.
And we've got to your last record.
Right, we go back to the classics now, and Ralph Vaughan Williams. And he composed a thing called The Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis, an old hymn tune, which he made rather a nice job of.
Thank you.
chosen by David Gower, and an amazing piece of music, Ralph Vaughan Williams, Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. I'm obsessed with Vaughan Williams. I think he's amazing. In fact, one of my favourite films, and it's a bit of a boys' film, but I absolutely love it, is Master and Commander, starring Russell Scrapper Crowe. They went to extraordinary lengths. Is it Peter Weir that directed it? I think it is. They went to extraordinary lengths to make it authentic, including building a boat from scratch, pretty much. But it's a great film if you've never seen it, and if you like a swashbuckle and a camaraderie story. And that piece of music is used in a very touching scene when a sailor who's managed to swim to some wreckage in a storm is cut loose. They have to cut loose and leave him in the middle of the ocean. And yeah, that's the music they use over that scene. I've ruined the film for you now, haven't I?
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Coe.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Tim Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey Newbury, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Minute, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Coe, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
How do you follow Ralph Vaughan Williams? Beautiful, very, very English classical music, very stirring. You get some sort of Swedish half-Chinese electro in the shape of Little Dragon. This is called Crystal Film. I know I'm playing Little Dragon every week, but that's because I'm encouraging you to get into them, because they're amazing. From the album Ritual Union, here is Crystal Film by Little Dragon. love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Little Dragon and Crystal Film. I would love to work with them. Hint, hint, if you're out there and you can do anything about it. Lisa Germano is absolutely amazing. This spellbinding piece of music, though, I think owes a massive debt of gratitude to whoever produced the song. A really, really unusual musical departure happens a couple of times during the song. Listen to the pace and the tempo change. It's gorgeous. It's called Nobody's Playing, and it's a Song for Guy recommendation from about 4 years ago. And I'm sorry I forgot to put down the name of the person who recommended it. If it's you, let me know. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Here's Lisa Germano with Nobody's Playing.
It's over.
in your wings, my little one is special. Morning brings another sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's all it's over.
Ooh. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Last night on the continent, the production was shutting down. Drinks and goodbyes were had all around. The wine tasted like sunshine in the basement. The vodka almost starts itself. Looks like water comes from somewhere else. Use a thing or two today. Sometimes I find things on the street, exchange the shiny ones for something we can eat. You can find me behind the stadium, along the course of the purling river. The fog it almost starts itself. Looks like water comes from somewhere else, and I could use a thing or two. It almost starts itself. Looks like the water comes from somewhere else. I could use a thing or two today. Fills itself with rain, and I could get along with something clean.
Isn't that great? That was Lamb Chop and Gone Tomorrow. It was Song for Guy recommendation from Katie Sullivan, who's an old friend of the show's, and she did a brilliant new painting to it, which she sent to me. It's gorgeous, and I'm going to put it on the front page of my website for the next week. Katie Sullivan, go and look at her stuff online. She's a very, very talented lady, and she wrote me a lovely email. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. If that wasn't my finest hour, I'm with you till midnight, and maybe this will be. Here's another Song for Guy recommendation. This one is from Glenn Joe Davis, which is around here somewhere. Oops, glass of water goes over. Zoo Radio. Here we go. This is very nice. It's a very nice email. Glenn Joe Davis lives in South Wales. He says, I'm still listening to your excellent show and very often amazed at how many of your personal favourites and Song for Guy recommendations I share a love of. I'm 50 on the 22nd of April, so should have requested this for that. But this spangled merry-go-round that is life intervened. The first song I listened to after my eldest daughter was born was Happy Monday's God's Cop. My second daughter, it was Stone Roses' Love Spreads. My son, it was Starlings, which is an Elbow song. I'm very proud. Thank you very much. And my third daughter last year was With Love. That's another Elbow song. Thank you very much. So I guess it's mucho hat tipping to my northern friends. I'm feeling philosophical and would like to say I love you to Beth, Kate, Tom and Martha and my wife Tanya. My Song for Guy recommendation is the beautiful version of Stardust by Artie Shaw, which I first heard in The Man Who Fell to Earth, and it started my love of jazz. Be happy, Glenn Joe Davis. With your email, you have made me happy. Here's Artie Shaw and Stardust.
Thank you.
beautiful. Do keep your song for guy recommendations coming in. I don't want to bore you with the terms and such thing, but I will stress, it's not a request. I want you to recommend a song that you don't think I've heard, or you think I might not have heard, for any reason, and let us explore music together. Where are we up to? Oh yeah, Patrick Watson's got a new one out. He's got a beautiful voice as Patrick, and this is a song called Lighthouse. Takes an unexpected turn in the middle, but I absolutely love it. It's from his new album, Adventures in Your Own Backyard. Good luck with that one, Patrick, and loving your work.
A light on in the wild, 'cause I'm coming in a little blind. Dreaming of a lighthouse in the woods, shining a little light, bring us back home. When to find now.
6 Music.
30 seconds. Okay.
It's got long, isn't it? Okay, well, we're on between 7 and 10 a.m., just after The Hawk, and we're just before Lauren, who's really superb, just funny and smart and knowledgeable, brilliant. And then there's the, what I call like the radio legends, haven't you? After that, you've got Radcliffe, Marconi, Lamo, Riley, Gideon Coe. And that's just the weekdays. I could go on about the weekends, but lots of brilliant stuff. So we slip in there. What do we do? Oh, I tell you what.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show, weekday mornings from 7.
It's too much good stuff to mention.
On BBC Radio
6.
Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Masterpiece Radio presents The Written Word.
Welcome once again, gentle listener, to my humble homage to the written word. That marvelous melange of just 26 letters and 13 punctuation marks, whose curious combinations have held the rapture of readers for centuries. Tonight we raise our top hats to the greatest novelist ever to have lifted a pen, Mr. Charles John Hotham Dickens. A man born into hard times, whose sometimes tragic, torrid, and touching tales of Victorian England had barons and beggars alike waiting for every successive story with great expectations. 2 centuries after the great man's birth, his wondrous writing still has the ability to influence and inspire with a cast of characters that are forever etched on the minds of his rapturous readers. For who can forget mean Martin Chuzzlewit, melancholy Miss Havisham, wicked Wackford Squeers, or gentle Jenny Wren? Certainly not a young musician by the name of Paul McCartney. Until next time, dear friends, as Tiny Tim would say, God blesses everyone.
Like so many girls, Jenny Wren could sing, but a broken heart took a song away. Like the other girls, Jenny Wren took wing. She could see the world and its foolish way.
Yeah.
was Macca singing about Dickens. That was a terrible Scouse accent. I don't think it can be worse than my American accent, though. Do feel free to mark me out of 10. All witticism and criticism to guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That was Paul McCartney singing Jenny Wren, which is all about Dickens characters. I was put in mind of this next song by The Beautiful Weather Today and by the beautiful email earlier on connected to the Mistle Thrush and all things countryside. It is Laura Veers, To the Country. I first heard this song on Gideon Coe's programme. I absolutely love Gideon Coe. I'm sure you all love him as listeners, but to me as a bloke as well, he's just the loveliest man. He really is. So yeah, this is for Gid. I hope you're well. It's been nice listening to you last week covering for Sean while he has a break. Yeah, lovely to hear you in the mornings again. It brings out something different in your charm, Gideon, it does. This is Laura Veers and To the Country. And what I want you to concentrate on while you're listening to this is the use of almost musical mantra. It's just, it builds on a theme. The bass line is absolutely beautiful. And so is the violin hook. It doesn't change key. It's just a steady. A lot of Laura's songs are like that, and I think it's amazing. I've been talking about it almost as long as the song lasts. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Laura Veers and To the Country.
Feel like I'm running in place. Everything's changed. Everything's changed.
Isn't it gorgeous? Laura Veers and To the Country. I had lots of emails about Talk Talk's New Grass when I played it in its entirety a couple of weeks ago. I want to thank everybody who got in touch about that. And a couple more spoonerisms late in. My departed mum, says Louise Owen, who lives in Chilton here in Manchester, my dear departed mum got grit and shale the wrong way around when giving her first every geography lesson. The girl in the front row asked, was the grail holy, Mrs. Owen? I love it. And another one here, hi guy, says Carl Burkett. I was left slightly red-faced in my office during my drinks round last week when I asked if anyone fancied a tug of me. Not good, from Carl. Thanks for the spoonerism, folks. A song for guy recommendation now by a listener with the best name I've ever come across. David Sylvian is not the listener's name. David Sylvian is the song Secret from Secrets of the Beehive. It's called Waterfront, this song, and it is a beauty. I do know it, but I've not been reminded of it for a long time. The name of the listener who sent this recommendation is Genevieve Oomans. Let's have that again, shall we? Genevieve Oomans.
Of a sunset beach, messages scratched in sand. Beneath a roaming home of stars, young boys try their hand. A Spanish harboring of sorts in Catalonian bars. They were pulled from a sinking ship and saved for last. On the waterfront, the rain is pouring in my heart. Hear the memories come in waves, raking in the and found of years. And though I'd like to laugh at all the things that led me on, somehow the stigma still remains. Watch the train steam full ahead as it takes the bend. Empty carriages lose their tracks, tumble to their end. So the world shrinks drop by drop as the wine goes to your head. Swollen angels point and laugh, this time your God is dead. On the waterfront, the rain is pouring in my heart. Hear the memories coming way, raking in the lost and found of years. And though I'd like to laugh all the things that led me on, somehow the stigma still remains. It's our
of the Sistine Chapel, Mount Rushmore, the collected works of William Shakespeare. All were long creative projects, but each took less time to complete than the magnum opus that is Cantaloupe's Songs of the Auvergne.
Collecting and arranging folk songs was much in vogue with late 19th century composers, as a sense of nationalism fueled their desire to preserve indigenous music and incorporate it into serious compositions. Joseph Canteloup, a native of the Auvergne region of France, was to spend his entire career meticulously documenting and then orchestrating peasant chants from generations past. The resulting series of 30 songs are arguably the most delightful and breathtakingly beautiful of their genre, such as the heartbreaking shepherdess's lament, La Delaïs Sado. As she waits for her lover, verdant day turns to velvet night, and her mournful voice calling across the lonely landscape becomes lost in a cascade of emotion from the pining woodwind and luscious strings. It's quite simply gorgeous. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Cantaloube Chant d'Auvergne, that was let me get this right now, De Lay Sado. I don't know if that's said that correctly. I know it's the Lonely Shepherdess. I absolutely love that piece of music. And as people who've been friends with me for a few years know, because I repeat my stories a lot, I once wandered through the woods and found myself at the top of a mountain listening to that very music in the Auvergne in France when I was a young man. Young and heartbroken, I took the wrong turn and ended up climbing up a mountain. I've told the story many, many times, but imagine that being the soundtrack. It felt pretty good, I have to say. More from the Beckopedia next week. Isn't she wonderful? I happen to know that Beckopedia is a huge fan of this next song, and so are the rest of Elbow. Been listening to a lot of Genesis, early Genesis this week, because we're venturing into, we're going after some vintage synthesizers. We took receipt of a beautiful Mellotron yesterday, a new version of the old classic keyboard. Absolutely gorgeous. We've been listening to Mellotrons and Moogs and Arps and all these old kinds of keyboards, and this has got a fantastic dual keyboard solo. I won't bother you with too much of the muso detail, but this tune really takes a turn. Phil Collins singing, it's A Trick of the Tail this record's from. Phil Collins at his best, I think. This is Entangled.
A bad word said about Phil Collins, a master of his craft. That was Genesis and Entangled from A Trick of the Tail. If you've got any comments on my feelings for Phil Collins, keep it to yourself. Our featured record this week is Richard, our featured artist, I should say, is Richard Swift. We met Richard, I'm going back 5-6 years, maybe more actually, 7 or 8 years. He toured opening up for us around the States when we were playing relatively small venues out there. A very, very cool guy, very likeable. His band were all really lovely, but ultimately just dead cool. I think he still lives in New York, I'm really not sure. But this is the song that at the time, when he brought out his first album, The Novelist, this is what he was ending his set with every night. And the refrain at the end of the song, imagine all of his band singing it with him, and then they'd stop playing their instruments and they'd just walk off stage still singing the refrain. It was a very sweet ending. Once again, he's been our featured artist this week. I know you like what you've heard. Go and buy everything Richard Swift has ever done. This is Looking Back, I Should Have Been Home More.
Guitars in his parade, and I would write you letters, then I would seal them with a kiss. Hold on, don't you cry, maybe I'll be home.
Remember way back when I rested there with gentle words left hanging from my pen. Still I would write you letters, but then I'd seal them with a fist. Hold on, don't you cry. Maybe I'll be home tonight. I love you, but honey, now I've got to be
Richard Swift, and looking back, I should have been home more. What a lovely man he is. I'm going to play some Jessica Lee Mayfield in a minute. It's something that Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys has been involved with, one of the many things he's been involved with in the last few years. I think he's battling Jack White for the Prolific Bastard title. Can't believe how much they get done. Makes me look very bad, and the rest of us in the music fraternity, lads. Calm it down a bit. Anyway, it's a beautiful song coming up called I'm Not Lonely Anymore. I just wanted to mention that Morgan Bryan and Lucy Harley, oh no, it's Jules, who I'm guessing is Lucy's partner, and Jason Cavanagh, all got in touch to say how much they enjoyed Vangelis being the featured artist on last week's show. I want to read Jason's email out because it really tickled me. It says, hi guy, oh you sent me a poem as well, thank you Jason. It's a bit long and I've not got much time, but thank you very much, it's a lovely poem. He says, hi guy, always knew you were the bomb diggity, and then you went and put down some Blade Runner. Deadly, thanks man, boom. We'll never forget one of your lines, we kissed like we invented it. I kind of almost stole that off my sister Gina. Keep up the good work with Elbow and Radio 6, tunes, everyone in Ireland, Jason. I like a man who's not afraid to speak on behalf of his entire country. So Jason Cavanagh knows his tunes. I bet he loves this one from Jessica Lee Mayfield. This is I'm Not Lonely Anymore. Why would I be lonely? Everybody in Ireland loves me. Jason said so.
Okay. I feel safe now. I feel good. You. If you want, you can call. I will stay awake for you. If you tell me that you love me and you only want me, only, and you never want another love.
That's all we have time for another week. I've enjoyed every minute of it, as always. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and everyone who helps me put my show together at BBC North. Thanks to the wonderful Beccapedia for her contributions to the programme. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Night, Mum.
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Crowd of people gather around because Culture Clash Radio's back in town, crossing time, space and genres with a wicked selection of sound. In the first hour, Policia, The Specials, Erykah Badu, Shinehead, Cats and Jammer, The Quakers and Willie Nelson together with Snoop Dogg. In the second hour, I'll be slowing it down. But until then, hold this. Brand new from Team Me, Weather Vane and Chemicals.